Restaurant and other tipped workers are facing increased harassment and more threats to their incomes, according to a new study by a labor group. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on a move to try and ensure better conditions and a living wage for the group embattled by the coronavirus pandemic.
Restaurant and bar workers have already had to deal with layoffs, limited capacity for their customers, switching to takeout-only service. Now a study shows they're also seeing their tips plummet and sexual harassment at work spike. Mohanish Sharma is with Rochester Metro Justice and has worked in a number of restaurant settings where, unfortunately, inappropriate behavior can't always be rebuked.
I could tell the men at the bar that their comments on my looks makes me uncomfortable, that kissing my hand when I serve a drink is inappropriate, that asking me to go home with them is not a harmless joke, and that no, they cannot have my phone number, and that no, I do not want to hug them goodbye. Sure, I could enforce my boundaries as bluntly as I would like to, and sacrifice that week's groceries and utilities bill.
Even worse, servers report they're asked to pull down their masks so customers can see how much to tip them based on their looks. Not only is that unconscionable, it's also a health risk. Natasha works as a bartender, only shared her first name, and she finds despite rising COVID cases, she has trouble pushing safety measures.
Every time I go into work, I am given pushback constantly for having to take temperatures from customers or trying to enforce mask rules and protocol. All I ever get is why they shouldn't have to do it or they don't believe in the virus. They come and they tell me that I am wrong and that I shouldn't even wear a mask.
These behaviors can threaten their safety and severely affect their income. The group, One Fair Wage, is calling on the state to end a lower minimum wage for tipped workers. Director Saru Jayaraman says their study shows 4 out of 5 servers are seeing more hostile behavior.
60% of workers say that they cannot enforce health and safety protocols like masks and social distancing because they rely on tips from the very same customers on whom we're asking them to enforce these rules. But worst of all, over 40% of workers have reported that sexual harassment has gone way up during the pandemic, way up.
They believe a higher minimum wage would put less pressure on them to ignore sexual harassment or shy away from COVID safety because they would not have to rely so much on tips. Governor Cuomo could eliminate the lower than minimum wage paid to tipped workers by executive order. There's also a bill in the legislature that would do the same. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.